You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Wednesday, April the 18th. Andy Holding taking a look at a 7-race programme for you at Dundalk, which is a little bit of a surprise. We don't normally get Dundalk on a Wednesday, of course, usually traditionally Friday, but it's a really good card tonight. Got some excellent racing for you, good competitive stuff. At 7.30, which brings together four nice three-year-olds, is very much the highlight. But plenty of good handicaps for punters to get stuck into towards the beginning and towards the end of the card. So hopefully we can get our heads in front this evening. We begin with a claimer over a mile and a quarter. Quite a few to be fancied here. Obviously, they all have their day when they sort of feel like it, some of these horses. Zafu is probably the highest rated or the most gifted of these ability-wise, but he does look a little bit of a tricky ride, and he's only won the once, and he's just slightly regressed on a few occasions throughout the winter, so I'd have my doubts. New story, well, there's been a bit of money for him this morning, but he was really poor the other day behind Kovalos when he was squeezed out a furlong out and weak and quite tamely when strongly fancied. So, as I say, a lot of these are just a little bit iffy. I'm probably going to take a chance again with New Life, who was a bit disappointing when favourite in handicap here last time when we saw him. Prior to that, he'd won really well over the course and distance, staying on very strongly in the hands of Colin Keane. But like I say, some of these are just reliable, and perhaps he didn't run up to his race, he didn't feel like it or whatever it was, but he was nowhere near as good as he was back on the 23rd of March. And if he can run to that level here, then double figure odds around about 10, 12 to 1 for him this morning are probably worth taking. He's got a good draw, he likes to be ridden forward. Like I say, in a race where there's lots of ifs and buts about most of the main front end of the market, I'll take a chance that New Life can bounce back to form.
Race 2.
On to the 6.30 then, just the five runners go to post, but an intriguing race all the same. I'm going to go with El Greco here from the Aidan O'Brien stable and hope that he doesn't need the run. Aidan, of course, runs three here, but I think this one could easily be the pick of the trio. That third behind the kid Bobby, first time up here last year, was a performance strewn with promise. The winner from the Gerline stable is a nice type, and that race has worked out particularly well. The time figure suggested it would, and it has done. He's by Galileo, he's going to appreciate further, so the step up to a mile and a quarter tonight should be ideal. And even though he does face one or two nice rivals, including a horse from the Gerline stable, Treble Cone, who shaped quite well on his debut here a couple of weeks ago, I'd still expect El Greco to come through here and hopefully take this race before going on to much better things.
Race number 3.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and my old friend Duke of Washington, I see his favourite here tonight, but I just couldn't have this horse on my mind. I've given up with him, really. And he really did squander a golden opportunity here the other night. He was 5-4 favourite, he was drawn in stall one, he had the perfect run through around the inside, he was third all the way around, no pressure, pace pressure on, and he turned in at home straight and he just completely went out like a prick balloon. I could not believe how badly he run, to be honest, so I couldn't have him on my mind at 5-2. I'm going to go with Schoolboy Error here, who clocked a fantastically good time for a horse rated in the 50s when winning over the course and distance here the last day. Obviously he's been a little bit of an in and out character prior to that, but he was really good here in that term strongly run race, and providing the go good gallop here tonight, it's hard to see how Shane Nolan's 5-year-old can't run well here. William Hill have got him at 4-1 this morning. I do think that's a really good each way price. As I said, that there is one or two that you could sort of give a case for, but if he runs to that level again, there's no way this Schoolboy Error can be out the frame, and I'd be very hopeful of him winning like I say around about the 4-1 mark. So Schoolboy Error, strong vote there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then. Just a 4 going to post, but a very informative race it should be. I've certainly got a bit of time for Overcoming. He was a real eye-catching when he won here back in November in a good time figure. And I think, given the way that the Gerline stable is going at the moment, he's got to be respected. And Desh ran well here behind one of Gerline's is here a couple of weeks ago. But Full Moon's a really lovely horse, you know. He hasn't won yet in 3 starts, but on each occasion, he's shaped with conspicuous promise, including a run the other day here at Nace behind a horse called Bobby Boy. He looked like he was going to win 2 furlongs down when he ranged up alongside the eventual winner. But he just got done on the ground. I mean, he's by declaration of war. before. He's a big, tall, rangy, scopey type, and he probably just needed the run, but like I say, the Grand definitely did him, and his action went just a little bit close to the line. This is the first time this horse is going to be racing on a sand surface. He's absolutely crying out for good ground. Like I say, he covers the ground beautifully. He's a classy looking horse. I'll be very, very surprised if this full moon doesn't hit the expectation levels here this evening. And even though he's a relatively short price, I'd still expect a huge run here tonight from full moon.
Race 5.
On to the 8 o'clock then, quite a trappy looking race here. Ragtime Red was a bit of a disappointment and sent off 11-8 favourite the other night in a really bad race, so he had his chance compromised there. So, and draw still 13, that doesn't do anything for me. Turn on the tee as well, he's got the Coffin Box right out in the wing in stall 14, so she's overlooked. I really like Vanderbilt here, who ran in that aforementioned race, but Turn on the Tees was third in behind Alpha Rick. But Vanderbilt was last turning in from a particularly slow start and a poor track position, but this horse absolutely charged home up the unfavourable side of the track, up the inside, and I'd not mark this horse down as a potentially future winner. Good draw tonight, and hopefully this horse has got a chance of finally breaking its duck. Certainly got the ability to do so on the pick of its form, its time figures and that run last time out. Ran about 7-1 top price this morning with William Hill. I'd go with Vanderbilt quite strongly there each way in the 8 o'clock.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:30. Once again, very competitive stuff. The front two in the market here, I noticed, Inam and Echan, have both been drawn right on the outside, 13 and 14 respectively. So, albeit they're coming in great form, I'd probably have to overlook them because of the draw and go with Lily's Prince from the Garvin Donnelly stable. Usually a model of consistency. This horse has finished run-up on two of its last three starts, including over inadequate 6 furlongs behind the likes of Glenmore and Silk Cravat. Nothing wrong with that. Back over 7 furlongs tonight. It's ideal distance. I'd expect a huge run here from Lily's Prince, whose time figures stack up really well, and I got the services, of course, of Colin Keane on board. Drawn in stall 9, I'd expect Lily's Prince to be there or thereabouts, round about the 8-1 mark top price this morning.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and we've got 3 or 4 horses coming in really good form. Highly approved to switch stables from the Jades of O'Brien barn now to Shane Duffy's yard, so we'll see how she goes on the first run for New Connections. It's All a Joke was a little bit disappointing last time out and was readily beaten by Gattardo, and I thought Gattardo was full value for that victory over 5 furlongs here a week ago. I like the way this horse travelled and quickened and stayed on in the latter stages, and there's no real reason why stepping up in trip this horse wouldn't get the extra furlong and confirm form with It's All a Joke. Top price 7-2 this morning. I'd expect Gattardo from the Fozzie Stack stable to confirm the form and going again in the final race. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow evening when we're going to be taking a look at the Fairy House programme Over Jumps, which begins at 4:40. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.